Hi, my name is Robbie Brown, pastor at Fraserburgh Baptist Church, making this programme for Gospel for Grampian Radio, engaging, equipping and enabling communities to live life to the full with Jesus Christ at the centre. I was reading a website the other day which claimed to list the top 10 most asked yet unanswerable questions. These were questions which both science and religion have grappled with for centuries. A selection included, why does anything exist? Why do logic and reason fail to explain that which is true? Why are there exceptions to every rule? But one of the questions which Christians often ask the most is, why does God allow suffering? Or more specifically, why has God allowed me to suffer? Questions also get asked of God when there is a natural disaster or a terrorist attack. And on top of such questions come the well-intentioned but often comfortless answers that seek to defend God, yet actually only serve to brutalise his character. So when a hurricane hits New Orleans, it is God's judgment on abortion. When Ebola hits West Africa, it's God's wrath unleashed on same-sex marriage. When two planes hit the World Trade Center, what we have is a mystery which God ordained. And he did so, apparently, for his wise and just and good purposes. As if somehow God would butcher 3,000 people on a whim, simply to receive glory and honour for purposes which remain unknown to everybody else. Well, in the Old Testament, we meet a man called Job and his well-intentioned friends. Job is the one suffering, seeking answers from God. His friends are the ones pontificating, seeking to defend God by telling Job that his suffering is a judgment on sin, but who actually only serve to assassinate God's reputation in the process. In other words, the book provides us with man's pat answer to the problem of pain. God causes it, and we just have to bear it through gritted teeth and then worship him nonetheless. The advice of his friends was well-meaning, but it was hurtful and full of patronising religious clichés. The complaint of Job himself was understandable if misguided. He believed God's sovereignty meant that God controlled every event meticulously, and so was behind every event. He didn't understand that God exercises his sovereignty in a manner which must allow evil to run its course for a limited time. You see, the answer of God out of the whirlwind at the end of the book, while unexpected, pointed to deeper truths of which neither Job, nor his friends, nor any mere human will ever be able to fathom. An incomprehensibly complex creation where the occurrence of one thing has a knock-on effect elsewhere, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. And because God is love, he created in love. But love by its very nature must allow for the opposite, evil and hate. Yet Job had little comprehension about Satan and his dark cosmic powers lurking menacingly in the background. And so at the end of the book, not only are his friends chastised by God, Job too has to repent of his "the Lord gives and the Lord takes away" theology. And I think it is time that the Church of Jesus Christ did so too, repenting of giving God credit for what is the devil's work. Because in the light of Jesus' ministry, we know that God sees those who suffer as victims of the devil. That is clear from the New Testament. Our God grieves at human and cosmic evil. He pines in our suffering. Yes, God takes on the responsibility of a world gone wrong. Is that not what he did on the cross, when his Son took evil upon himself at Calvary? But all this was so Christ could rise again and destroy evil, not instigate it. God wills pain out of existence, not into existence. So when pain and tragedy visit you, remember that God is not the ogre behind it, but the loving Saviour with you through it. Let us pray. Father, in a world gone wrong, we must confess that we do not have the answers in our finite minds. We do not understand why someone suffers, someone else does not. While evil triumphs here, and yet you seem to act against it there. But Lord, help us in all of our questions and in all of our pain and in all of our tears, just to look at God fully revealed as he is in Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus said, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus is what God looks like. And we know that your Son came to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to fight against all evil and suffering and pain, not to be the cause of it. So help us to look, as the New Testament does, for other sources of evil, rather than blaming our God of unfathomable love. Help us to realize that you're not behind our pain, but you're with us through our pain. And we ask this in Jesus' precious name and for his glory. Amen.